Wayne Whareau is the chair at Te Runanga Aiwi o Ngāpui. They are supporting High Court action taken by Ngāi Tahu to block moves by Tohu Kaimoana, the Māori Fisheries Settlement Trust, for a fundamental change in how Māori fisheries funds are distributed. To backdrop this, Wayne, thanks for joining us on the program. Just, I'll fast track this one for our listeners. Tēnā koe, hoanga mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora.
Kia
ora, Wayne. Good to talk with you. Okay, we'll get this. So the Tohu Kaimoana is the umbrella body looking after Māori fisheries interests. It was started 30 years ago. And they've got some excess funds and they want to distribute it to Te Iwi. They want to do that by just carving up the pie to as many shares that Iwi have. So everyone would get the same pūtea irrespective of the size of the Iwi. That's been challenged by Ngāi Tahu and by Ngāpui, who say it should be distributed on a population base, which would mean, because they are a big iwi now, Ngāi Tahu, I think, said about 50,000 members. Used to have 5, but it's got 50 now. And last I heard, Ngāpui were about 110,000. And so they would get a bigger dollop of the funds that were being distributed by Tohu Kaimoana. But that too is being challenged. I hope that's reasonably accurate, Wayne. If there's something that you'd like to share with our kaiwhakarongo, do so, please. But effectively, it's an argument about you want them to recognise the population base of the iwi rather than just the 50-odd iwi that are aligned to Tohu Kaimoana. Is that fairly accurate, Wayne?
First of all, thank you, Dale. Nobody's suggested at all yet that any surplus funds held by Te Ohu Kaimoana would be distributed. So that's the first thing. It's just that it may happen in future, therefore. And so the next one, there was, if you remember, back in 2000 to 2005, Māori Fisheries Act was enacted 2005. There was a lot of discussion around the model on how it was to be distributed. We talked about coastline and we also talked about by population. The population model was based primarily on deep water, and so Ngāpuhi's interests are generally in deep water. We do have inshore or coastline, but it's minimal compared to other iwi, including Ngāi Tahu. Right off the bat, the whole idea at the end of the day back in 2000 and that period and the discussions was that it would be distributed by population. And recall also that Ngāi Tahu were for coastline for obvious reasons, but circumstances have changed for them. I think it was they were about 16,000 back in those times. And they're up to about 60,000 now, I think. Ngāpuhi running at something like, reported to be about 190 or 165 at least. So, you know, those numbers are just, I don't think they can be confirmed right at the moment, but those are the types of numbers we're looking at. So what that meant, fairly, is that individual Māori, the settlement was for Māori, individual Māori would get an equal share, as opposed to in the model being proposed under Resolution 3 to Parliament, that distribution would be equal shares between the 58 mandated iwi organisations. That would therefore mean that Ngāpui would take a haircut or something in the vicinity of $17 million if that model was used. So, of course, in a fiduciary sense, Ngāpui or the Runanga needs to be protective of those assets.
Understood. So the discussions are on the table at the moment. What stage are they at, please?
Okay, so in 2016, at the special general meeting, off the floor, and without notification came a proposal to change the model to the equal share to iwi. NAPU have opposed that, that motion right from the outset. It's managed to find its way all the way to this stage where it may be presented to Parliament. We have assurances from the Minister for Fisheries, Minister Parker, that he is proposing to drop that motion and, in fact, to seal in that it will be by population. But until that actually happens, until we see it in writing, Ngāi Tahu and Ngāpuhi will stand together and ensure that our views are known. That's not just our two iwi. There are a couple of others, and I won't name them. It's up to them to come forward. But for the moment, Ngāpuhi and Ngāi Tahu do stand together on this issue.
Tēnā koe. You're not seeking to break up Tohu Kaimoana, are you, Wayne?
No, that's never been suggested, not by Ngāpuhi, but, I have to say, the establishment fund for Tohu Kaimoana, Ngāpuhi has chosen to leave their proportion there, and that proportion was based on the proportional size of Ngāpuhi at that time. So it's in the vicinity of something like 17% of the funds held in Tilkheimwai's hands currently are in that facility that Ngāpuhi have put left in the fund.
Thanks very much. Good catching up with you again, Wayne. What would you say are the other hot topics on your workbench as the chair of the Runanga Ehua?
Just going back to this issue, relationships are very important for me. The work I do is all based on relationships. I think as we go through the health reforms, we're trying very hard, like the police and like a whole lot of other Crown employees, are trying to embed tikanga Māori. That's going to be challenging, I think, in the next couple of years as we hear the comments of their racist types of comments that are coming out of the mouths of certain people. This is politics at play, but I think that will be the big challenge for us moving forward.
Thanks for sharing some cordial with us, Wayne. All the best. We'll look forward to our next conversation.
Mariori
kia koe, Wayne.